Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about J.L. Collins and the Simple Path to Wealth. So, Sophie, can a money book actually feel like a warm conversation with a wise friend?
Hey there, Sam. That's exactly what this one feels like. Collins wrote it as letters to his daughter, and the warmth just comes through. It's not about getting rich. It's about buying back your own time.
Right? He makes the case that the whole world is trying to separate us from our money. There are advertisers, financial advisors, even well-meaning relatives. Everyone pushes complexity.
His answer is radical simplicity.
Right. The first step is understanding that your income is the most powerful tool you have. You need a gap between what you earn and what you spend, and he calls it the savings rate. He says it's the single most important metric in your financial life.
So, it's not about deprivation. It's conscious spending. Every dollar you spend on something you don't truly need is a dollar that could be growing into freedom.
Right. Once you've got that gap, where does the money go? This is where he destroys the financial industry. He says most financial products exist to make the sellers rich, not you.
Actively managed funds, annuities, and hot stock tips are all noise. His solution is a low-cost total stock market index fund, like Vanguard's VTSEX.
With that one fund, you're buying the entire market. You're not betting on a single company or sector. You're betting on the collective productivity of the whole American economy.
You become the market instead of trying to beat it. And he shows why that works historically. Markets crash, depressions happen, wars happen, but the long-term trend has always been upward.
Right. He says crashes aren't the exception, they're a feature. They're the cleansing fire that resets valuations.
That's the part that got me. So when the market drops 40%, it's not a disaster, it's a sale. If you keep buying, your monthly contribution buys more shares.
Exactly. But that's so hard to do when your portfolio is screaming at you. Collins says the antidote to panic is understanding, just knowing the history.
And that brings us to FU Money. That's your safety net, 6 to 12 months of living expenses in cash or short-term bonds. The name is great, but the idea is profound. That bucket means you never have to sell your stocks at the worst moment because you're desperate.
Yeah. It gives you the freedom to say no to a bad job or yes to a new opportunity without the pressure of financial desperation. Once it's full, every other dollar goes into the market with total confidence.
Right.
And the destination is what he calls financial independence. It's not being rich, it's having enough. Your investments generate enough to cover your living expenses forever.
The math behind it is beautiful. He uses the 4% rule, which says you can safely withdraw 4% of your portfolio in your first retirement year, adjusting for inflation after that. So your target number is just your annual expenses multiplied by 25.
Need $40,000 a year? You need $1 million. That gives you a tangible goal.
Exactly. Then he keeps the investing side simple too. In your accumulation years, he says be 100% stocks. Bonds actually drag on growth when you're young.
But as you get closer to retirement, you slowly shift into bonds. His rule of thumb is your bond allocation equals your age.
So a 60-year-old would have 60% bonds. And he says you only need two funds, a total stock market fund and a total bond market fund. It feels like cheating, but it's backed by decades of data.
Yeah, he also goes hard on debt. He calls it the enemy, and he says pay off all high-interest debt before you even think about investing. The interest you pay is a guaranteed loss.
And that's money that could be compounding for you instead. He warns about lifestyle creep too. A bigger house or fancier car costs more upfront, and it also brings higher insurance, taxes, and maintenance that never end.
The true luxury, he says, is waking up every morning and doing exactly what you want with your time. That freedom beats any new car.
Yeah. Then comes his most radical idea. He says you don't need a financial advisor at all. They charge fees, put you in complex products, and lower your returns. The only advisor you need is a low-cost index fund.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. It felt too passive. But the evidence for passive index investing is overwhelming.
Right. And the real conclusion is that the path is simple, but it's not easy. It asks you to go against the consumerist culture every single day.
So the reward isn't a pile of money, it's control over your own time. That's the whole point of the book.
There's one stat he shares about fees that stuck with me. Over a 30-year career, those extra percent or two in fees can cost you hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. It's a hidden tax no one talks about.
Yeah, low-cost index funds charge almost nothing, so more money stays in your pocket and compounds. It's a slow, steady, reliable journey.
And his daughter is the reason all this exists. He wrote these letters so she wouldn't get lost in the Wall Street noise. For me, that makes the book feel personal.
That's the beauty of it. It's not a lecture, it's a gift.
For me, the takeaway is that financial independence isn't about the money at all. It's about having the freedom to say yes to your own life.
And if you want to keep exploring, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. You get 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many titles. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The simple path to wealth is really the simple path to a life you actually own. We'll see you in the next one.